Hey, good evening, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well. Hope you've had a good day. Sorry, I'm a little late tonight. Had a few technical difficulties, so definitely apologize there. But I'm glad that y'all are joining us tonight for Reflections. Sorry, last week wasn't able to be on. Had some unexpected medical situation that I had to deal with. But I'm glad that y'all are here tonight. If y'all dropping in, go ahead and drop a line, say hello, let us know you're here. Love to have you join the conversation tonight as well. And thank you guys always, as always, for all of your support. Obviously, you can catch us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, Instagram, Anchor, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast. I mean, pretty much anywhere you can listen to a podcast, you can catch Reflections. So, again, as always, thank you guys so much for all the love, all the support that you guys have shown. Definitely appreciate it. And want to get into tonight's episode, of course. Now, if y'all saw the title of tonight's episode is Mastering the Moment, Mastering the Now, right? And, so with a little bit of that, one thing that I want to kind of talk about a little bit is just that. We oftentimes in our lives get so caught up in the past, we get so caught up in the future, so caught up with the things that we should have done, wanted to do, not happy with the direction our life is going, that kind of thing. And we get so caught up in these things that we miss the moment. We miss what's important in the now. And, we can draw a lot of different correlations to that. We can, a lot of different analogies, various aspects. Bruce Lee used to, when he would teach, one of the things that he would talk about is not really worrying about what the outcome's going to be or what you want the outcome to be. Know what you want it to be, but focus on the now, focus on the moment. And it's when you can learn to focus on the moment that you can begin to truly move forward. You can truly begin to progress. Because you can't get anywhere if you don't know where you are right now. And I think that's very important. And I think that's something that we lose sight of sometimes. Like I said, we get caught up in our past, right? Oh, I would have, I should have, I should have done this. I had this opportunity and I missed that opportunity and I should have done this, I should have done that. All these different types of things. And we get ourselves in a situation where we are unfortunately we get lost, right? We get lost, we get caught up in the circumstance and the situation that's going on, and we beat ourselves up. We're real hard. If y'all are anything like me, I'm my own worst critic, right? I really am. I look at different areas of my life and I'm like, man, I failed at that. Man, I missed that opportunity. That was right there and I should have took it. And all these different types of things. And we are in these circumstances and situations where we begin to hold ourselves back, right? We begin to tell ourselves because we didn't do XYZ initially that we can't take that next step. We can't take that next opportunity. I'm too old to go back to school. I'm too old to change my career. I'm not a classroom person. I'm not this, I'm not that. And I think that it's one of those things where we just lost, right? We get caught up, we hold ourselves back, we anchor ourselves down about what would have been, what should have been, what could have been, whether it's our career, whether it's our education, whether it's family situations, whether it's relationships. Kryptonite, how you doing tonight? We get into this funk, right? We get so worried about what could have been, what needed to be, what missed opportunities we had. And I beat myself up all the time, like, oh man, maybe I should have stayed, I should have done 20 in the military. Well, you had medical circumstances and situations, yeah, but could have got a waiver. I could have done this, I could have done that, I should have done this, I should have done that. Oh, if I would have just done XYZ, then life would have been a little different for me, right? You know, all these different things that we tend to think about and we beat ourselves up about, but at the end of the day, it's already done. We can't do anything about it, right? It's already past. It's past tense. It's our past. It's where we came from, you know. And knowing where you came from will help you recognize where you're at, right? But again, we begin to dismiss where we're at. Why? Well, because we're so focused on where we want to go. So we try to establish ourselves in a manner where we've got these aspirations and these goals and these dreams and these desires, and we're trying to take it so far, and we're trying to do so much, whether they're lofty, whether they're small, whether they're short term or long term. We have all these different things that we want to do, and we get lost in the future. We get lost in the planning. We get lost in the worry. We get lost in the frustration of not knowing, or things aren't working out the way that they need to work out. You know, you ever put a puzzle together? And you put, now I'm not talking about like a puzzle that's only got six pieces. I'm talking about one of them, you know, large, you know, jigsaw puzzles, right? You got 100 plus pieces, 500 pieces, whatever. You know, when you begin to put this puzzle together, right, it's a daunting task at first. You dump all them pieces out and you're looking at them. And a lot of people, one of the ways that they start is they try to find all the edge pieces, and they create the border, right? And as they do that, and then they try to, you know, match up various, okay, this is the sky, or this is the river, or this is, these are the buildings, or the trees, or, you know, whatever, you know, these types of things. And they try to match everything up. And, you know, oftentimes, as you're going through, there's going to be moments when you're putting that puzzle together that you are almost feeling as if you're forcing the puzzle pieces to come together. You're forcing them to you know, interlock, right? You want to make it happen because it looks like it should happen, and it feels like it should happen, and you want it to happen, and you're tired, and you don't have the patience anymore, and you don't want to keep going, and you just want to throw the towel in, you just want to quit, you know, all these types of things. And the same thing's true in our life, right? As we begin to progress in life, it's like, man, well, I want to do that, but I'm too old to go back to school. Oh, I'm too old to switch careers. Well, I don't know where I'm going to get the money from. Well, I just don't have the time, and I just don't have this, and I just, you know, I'm not a classroom person, and I'm not a, you know, all these different things, right? We try to force pieces together. We try to force relationships. We try to force careers. Listen, if you're somewhere 40 plus hours a week, and you're not happy, you're miserable, you dread waking up in the morning and going to work, then really you should reevaluate. I'm not going to sit here and tell you what you should do, need to do. Just reevaluate, right? That would be my suggestion. Reevaluate. What do you truly want to do? Okay, well, I want to own my own business. Okay, well, a lot of people say that, but what type of business do you want to own? And are you cricket? You know, you don't hear anything, like, because they really don't know. They haven't put any thought into it. Why? Because of everything that's happened in their past, and because of how far off their goals seem, they're so focused on the left end or the right end of the spectrum that they can't see the opportunity that's right in front of them. Well, Dr. Harvey, what are you talking about? What opportunity? Well, I don't know. What opportunity is in front of you? Right. If you guys know me, if you haven't, if you followed me for any length of time, you guys know that ministry is near and dear to my heart. You know, at the end of the day, I'm a preacher, and you know, I my faith is very, very important to me. You know, does that mean I'm perfect? Not by any stretch of the imagination, right? No, none of us are. But I do my best when I do mess up to fix it, correct it, and get better, right? But my faith is very, very important to me, and what I believe the Word of God to be. When I look at the Bible, when I look at Scripture, right, you have a moment where Moses recognized his moment, right? He was in the now. That's right, the burning bush. If you guys heard, you know, that about that passage of Scripture, right? He's got the burning bush, and God talks to him, says, hey, you're going to go to Pharaoh. You're going to tell him, let my people go. Well, Moses is like, well, wait a minute, man. I'm not very eloquent. I can't really articulate very well. I can't really speak very well. And not only that, man, but what about my past? I'm a murderer. I've done this. I've done that. Like we begin to disqualify ourselves because of the past. And then we're reminded about our goals and what we want in the future. And that just seems so overwhelming because we can't get past who it was that we were, right? But if you can recognize the moment, and that's where when God spoke to Moses, he said, "What's in your hand?" And Moses said, "Well, it's a rod." Exactly. In the moment, what do you have right now? What can you do right now? You know, and you look at different things in various aspects of your life. And if you take a minute, you can really recognize where it is that you, where you are, right? And what you have available. What do you have in that moment? If you can master the moment. Well, Dr. Harvey, what do you mean master the moment? If you can master the moment, if you can recognize where you're at, where am I physically, where am I emotionally, where am I mentally, where am I spiritually, if I can recognize these moments, then I can begin to understand what resources I currently have available to me in the now. Not what I can get in the future, not what I used to have, but what I have right now. What's in my hand right now that I have to work with? Well, you know, for some people that are trying to like launch a business, write a book. Well, I got to work 8 to 10 hours a day, 5 days a week. Okay. So take 30 minutes a day and devote it to writing or researching for that book. Devote it into building the business. Ah, well, I won't get as much sleep. You know what? You might not. Sometimes you have to sacrifice the now to get what you want in the future. But when you can finally come to a place where you recognize where it is that you're at, then you can begin to see where it is that you're going, right? You can begin to have a clear path to the goal. The goal may not change, right? That future may not change. That future goal, that future desire may stay the same. But you've gone from not knowing how to get there to now you're starting to see a path. Now you're beginning to develop directions. But you have to recognize where you're at. If I call you up and I say, "Hey, I need to know how to get to Niagara Falls. I need to know how to get to the falls," right? Or I need to know, pick a landmark in your city, right? Yeah, I need to know how to get to, you know, City Hall. What's one of the first questions that you're going to get asked? Well, where are you at? Where are you coming from? Why? Because in order to give effective direction, in order to have a clear-cut path to where you want to go, you've got to know where you're at. I can't give you directions, or you can't give me directions if you don't know where my starting point is. Now, I can tell you, you know, oh, well, how do you get to Olean General Hospital? Oh, well, just take, you know, Union and follow Union all the way down, and then you're going to come to a light, make a right, and da-da, you know, whatever. You know, we can do these different things. Glad you came back. you know, we've got to know where we're at in order to get to where you need to go. Because you can't develop a plan of action. You can't get directions if you don't know where your starting point is. It doesn't make any sense. Like, I can give you directions, but if I don't know where you're starting from, those directions may not be effective, right? So in order for me to be able to effectively give directions so you can get to your destination, I have to know where you're at, where you're starting from. I have to know the moment that you're in, essentially. And that's what we have to do for ourselves. We have to recognize the moment. We have to recognize the moment that we're in and where it is that we want to go. Like, listen, you know what? What do I need to do to accomplish, you know, getting that book put out? Well, I've got to finish writing the manuscript. Okay, boom. That's step one. This is where I'm at. Okay, well, now I begin to write the manuscript. Well, what do I need to do next? Well, then I need someone to edit and proofread, right? You know, so you begin to develop this plan. And same thing is true, like, oh, well, I want to switch careers. Okay, well, what do you want to do? Well, I want to go into whatever. I don't know. Somebody, you know, help me out here. You know, I want to go into cybersecurity, right? Let's say. And so, okay, well, what does that require? Well, I need this certification and that certification and this certification. Okay, so you don't have those. Boom. So you know that that's what you need to do. Okay, you need to get those. Well, how do you go about getting those? Well, I can go through this program or that program, this school, this on-the-job training. So now I have options. You see how mastering the moment that you're in begins to set you up to build and move forward. My kryptonite says massage therapy. Exactly. So if you want to switch careers, right, you coming out of one career, let's say you're used to corporate America, or you know, you are a flight attendant, right? You know, whatever. You want to change your careers. You want to be a massage therapist, right? Or you want to add that to your arsenal, so to speak, your financial arsenal, right? Your career arsenal. Well, okay, well, what do I need to do? Well, I need to get this type of certification. Well, how do I do that? I go through X amount of hours of classroom and hands-on, you know, essentially like clinicals, you know, to go through that process. Then I have to take a state certification test and et cetera, et cetera. Like, you do these different things, right? Okay, boom. So I know I need to do that. Okay, well, now I've decided, okay, I've got to go back to school. Well, how can I do that? Because I have to maintain my job, because I can't just throw my hands up in the air and hope my bills get paid, right? So begin to develop a plan. Okay, well, these are the times that I have available, or I can switch my schedule like this in order to fit school into it. So now that you have that plan of action, then you can take your next step, right? Each thing, instead of trying to figure it out from A to Z, if you just figure out A, then B, then C, then D. Now, granted, it might be tedious, it might be frustrating. You might be struggling with a level of patience, you know, as you deal with and go through all these various things. However, you're mastering your moment. And by mastering your moment, you're beginning to take that step forward, right? Because you've established where you are. So now you can begin to walk towards where you want to be, right? And don't stress it. It's not coming together. It doesn't look good. Listen, just because you've been postponed, just because you've been delayed, doesn't mean you've been denied. The only way you're going to be ultimately denied is if you choose to continue or to stop continuing to pursue that thing and getting caught up again in the past or in the future. You need to stay locked in on the present. Now, I'm sure a lot of you guys, if not all of you, have seen the movie Kung Fu Panda, right? And so, funny story, Kung Fu Panda. I'm going to chase a rabbit here. So, yeah, I was on a paintball team in Florida with a group of guys, and I was a little bigger than what I am. Well, I was quite a bit bigger than what I am now. And so I was also competing in martial arts, and I had a friend of mine bet that if I lost that particular tournament, I would have had to get a tattoo on my stomach of a rice bowl with the letters KFP. My call sign in my paintball team was Kung Fu Panda, KFP, and because of the martial arts and because I was big, like, still kind of big. But anyway, you know, I you know, saw something the other day, you know, when air gets hot, it expands. So I'm really not fat. I'm just hot, you know, that type of thing. So anyway, but I digress. In that movie, the founder of Kung Fu, so to speak, or whatever, you know, Master Oogway, he's telling Po, the panda, he's telling him, you know, because Po's discouraged, and, you know, he's, oh, I'm just a fat, flabby panda, I'm never going to learn Kung Fu, this kind of thing, I just want to give up, whatever. And he says, listen, you know, the past is history, the future, yeah, it's not here yet, but the present, it's a gift. And, you know, and of course I paraphrase, but that's just it. The present is a gift, right? The moment that you're in right now is the present. It's your gift. And don't stress, right? I know it's hard. It's hard when money ain't flowing, or when you're trying to juggle a career and school and home and friends and family, and, you know, everybody wants a PC, and you're getting pulled in all kinds of different directions. Stop. Center yourself, recalibrate, master the moment, and then you can begin to step forward with a level of clarity, right? Envision where you want to go, 110%, and acknowledge where you came from, but master the moment that you're in, right? The flowers, they don't worry about whether or not they're going to bloom, they just bloom. The birds, they ain't worried about whether or not they're going to eat, they're going to figure out how to eat, you know? Take this how you want to take it, but I've never heard a crackhead say, hey, you know what, I'm not going to go find my hit because, well, I just ain't got no money, and I just life's hard, so I'm not going to go. You know, addiction will cause you to do what is necessary to obtain your goal. You need to be addicted to your purpose. And I know that's kind of a little bit of a stretch on the analogy maybe, but you have to be addicted to your purpose. You have to be addicted to your goals. You have to be focused on getting there. But in order to get there, you have to master the moment that you're in, because you can't get there until you understand that you're here. Because from here, you're going to go there. And you've got to start here. You have to master the moment that you're in and not allow your emotions to get you caught up, not allow your emotions to take you left or right or get you frustrated or get you aggravated or anything to that effect. Take a moment, master the moment, master the now. Focus on what's going on right now. What can you do right now? Not what you need to do 6 months from now. What do you need to do right now to progress towards that goal? To progress towards the outcome that you're trying to achieve. You have to learn to master the moment, master the now, and allow yourself to be more disciplined than your emotions. I really appreciate you guys. Thank you all very much. Quick episode tonight. I told y'all when we started this, you know, year and a half, almost 2 years ago, sometimes it'll be an hour, sometimes it'll be 10 minutes, but I'm not going to drag it out. I'm gonna have the conversation, and then we're going to move on. But thank you guys so much for all the love, all the support. Like, share, invite somebody to follow the page, share the podcast. We definitely appreciate it. Looking for some people to kind of help with social media and help with the live broadcast as well. Got a lot of stuff that's in the works, and hopefully, well, the wheels will turn a little quicker so I can let you guys in on that. But definitely really, really do appreciate all the love, want to thank you for your continued support. So again, like, share, follow the podcast, share it, invite people to the page, so we can go ahead and just keep this thing going. But thank you all so very much for tuning in tonight. I appreciate it. Whether you watch it live or you watch the recording, I appreciate you. I appreciate your time. I appreciate your feedback. We'll definitely... Any messages that are sent, we get to them as quickly as we possibly can. But thank y'all so much for tuning in. So until then, y'all pray for me, I'll pray for you, and we'll catch you next time on Reflections.